Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph from Maseches Beitza. We are already holding at the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If you're allowed to take something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Yom Tov, even if you don't need it for Ochel Nefesh. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Motziin. One is not allowed to carry out on Yom Tov. Lo Asakaton, a child, Lo Asalulav, or a Lulav, Lo Asever Torah, or a Sever Torah, Lo Rosh Hashanah Rabim, to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because it doesn't help you for eating. If it doesn't help you for eating, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's a Malacha to carry. Ubeisil Matirim, Beisil says that it's mutter. So Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. We taught a brayso in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi as follows. Hashochet Olas Nedava B'Yom Tov. Someone shechts an Olas Nedava on Yom Tov, loka. He gets Malkus for violating a malacha of shechting an animal on Yom Tov. Because a carbon Ola doesn't get eaten, and therefore it's not considered Ochel Nefesh, you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Amralei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to the person who said this brayso, Damalachmani, who's the one that says this halacha? Beishamahi da Amri. It's Beishamah who says Lo Amrinu mitoch shohutro tzol tzaruch hutrami shelo tzaruch. That Beishamah is one that says that when it's not for direct ochel nefesh need, you're never allowed to do that malacha on Yom Tov. Beishamah does not hold of the concept called mitoch. Mitoch tells us that even if this act is not for direct Yom Tov need, but if it sometimes is, if this malacha sometimes is for Yom Tov need, so I'm allowed to do it even when it's not for an ochel nefesh need. So Beis Shammai rejects that concept of mitoch. Di Beis Hillel, because if it were like Beis Hillel, ha'amri mitoch shu'tzol ha'tzol ha'tzor ha'chutzol ha'mishlol ha'tzor, Beis Hillel allows you to carry a child, a lulav, or whatever, because hotzah is mutter to carry food, so it's mutter to carry other things as well. So achinami, so Beisil would say over here as well, mitoch shu'ut reshchitul tzorach, chutzorah mishlol tzorach. Since you're allowed to shecht an animal for the sake of ochel nefesh, you're allowed to shecht it even for non-ochel nefesh purposes as well. So it turns out that machlokas Beisham Beisil is all about the issue of mitoch. The whole issue of carrying things is all about whether we say mitoch. So mask of the Rabba says, I'm not sure if that's the explanation. How do we know that Beisham Beisil are really arguing about the concept of mitoch? Dilma be'erev otzal l'shabbos ve'erev otzal l'yom tov k'mifugi. Maybe Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that there's no concept of mitoch. And the whole machlokas is about the malacha of hotza'a alone, whether the malacha of hotza'a is asran yom tov the way it's asran Shabbos. So even on yom tov, therefore, we would need a ruvei chatzeros, or maybe no, maybe there is no isr malacha of hotza'a on yom tov. That Mar Savra Beis Shammai holds erev hotza'a l'shabbos, erev hotza'a l'yom tov, that there is a malacha of hotza'a on yom tov the same way there is on Shabbos, and Mar Savra Beis Hillel holds erev hotza'a l'shabbos. That there is a malach of Hotza on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. And the reason to assume that it's only a Shabbos dikadin, kedichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vlotzotziu masa mibatechem biyom haShabbos. So why does it have to say biyom haShabbos to teach us? B'Shabbos in, yes, on Shabbos there's an Isra of Hotza'ah, B'Yom Tov lo, but not on Yom Tov. So the machlokas in our Mishnah may be a very localized machlokas to the issue of Hotza'ah and not to the broader issue of Mitoch. Maskev Rav Yosef, Sir Yosef, rejects this kasha and he says, no, Elameata, if that's true, that Beis Hillel allows carrying the katan of the law of the Sefer Torah based on the malach of Hotza'ah, Liflaguba Avanim. Why doesn't he argue about carrying stones? Why does he have to argue about carrying useful things? From the fact that they don't argue about stones, it must be that they're really arguing about hotza'a that is necessary, but is not necessary for eating. And the reason Beis Hillel allows it is because Beis Hillel holds of the concept of mitoch, and the reason Beis Shammai does not allow it is because Beis Shammai does not hold of the concept of mitoch. So the Gemara quotes another Amor who holds that Beis Hillel is only matir because of mitoch. Va'afra b'yochman sarv mitoch shu'tru l'tzorach Rabbi Yochanan also thinks that they're arguing about mitoch. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, because they taught the following brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavashal gira nasha b'cholav b'yomtov v'achalo. If a person cooks a gira nasha in milk on Yom Tov and then eats it, lo kechamish. He's violated five isurim for which he gets malchus for each one. Lo kemishum vashel gid. He gets an isur achiv malchus for cooking a gid on Yom Tov, and there's no chal nefesh need in cooking a gid because he can't eat it. So it's a violation of the malach of cooking. Velo kemishum ochel gid. He gets malchus for eating a gid on Asha. Velo kemishum vashel basar b'chalav. He gets malchus for cooking basar b'chalav. Velo kemishum ochel basar b'chalav. He gets malchus for eating basar b'chalav. Velo ke mishum avaran. He gets malchus for lighting a fire in order to cook that gid. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to the one who learned the Maisha, that Braisa, Puk Tani Levra, go teach that Braisa outside of this place Medrash, because Havaru Bishalena Mishnah. There's no way you're getting Malkus for lighting a fire or for cooking. There's no way that's part of the of what should be taught in that Braisa. Because after all, if you hold to the concept of Mitoch, you're allowed to do the Havara, you're allowed to do the Bishal. Vimtim Salomar Mishnah, and if you're going to say that it does belong in the Beis Medrash, that this Braisa is in fact a reliable Braisa. It might be a reliable Braisa, but Beis Shammai, it would be a Braisa that follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. Dami lor mi mitoch shul to asal l'tzor chutzna mi shalol l'tzor, because Beis Shammai rejects the notion of mitoch. So by Havar also he'll reject the notion of mitoch. Di Beis Hillel, because if it were following Beis Hillel, kiven damri mitoch shul to hutzah l'tzor chutzna mi shalol l'tzor, since Beis Hillel applies mitoch to hutzah, Beis Hillel would certainly apply the notion of mitoch to havara as well, and not just to hotza'ah. So the machlokas b'shem Beis Hillel in our Mishnah about carrying the katan and the lulav and the sefer Torah is really, according to most amoraim, a machlokas about mitoch and not just a localized machlokas about the dinim of hotza'ah as it relates to Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah.